In any event, the lawyers had finally produced the critical evidence. Armstrong had turned into a far more important witness than anyone had guessed. Glotzer quickly passed on the news to Schachter, who in turn conveyed it to Karen Seymour and Jim Comey. Other lawyers on the investigation called Armstrong, and she repeated the story. Finally, they asked her to testify before the grand jury. They wanted this under oath, on the record. The prosecutors knew that Armstrong might come under intense pressure to change her story. Armstrong complied. The government lawyers had also received test results from the worksheet containing the handwritten M-clone at $60 reference that Bakanovic had testified about, and that he was so sure was contemporaneous evidence supporting the story that he and Stewart had agreed to sell her M-clone shares if they reached $60. They'd sent the worksheet to the chief forensic scientist for the U.S. Secret Service, which specializes, among other things, in detecting counterfeit currency. They'd always felt the at $60 reference was curious, and the Secret Service had tested the ink. It turned out to be a unique sample. All other handwritten references on the worksheet were in a different ink. The results weren't dispositive, but were certainly consistent with the possibility that Bakanovic had later altered the document to support his story, using the same color ink but a different pen from the one he'd used for the other entries. If so, it was a blatant attempt to obstruct justice. The Justice Department lawyers had barely absorbed these developments when Schachter burst into Comey's office one morning, Catherine Farmer beside him. He was pumping the air with his fist. "What's up?" Comey asked. "Pasternak just told the truth." Pasternak, Stewart's self-described best friend and companion on the trip to Las Ventanas, had been a reluctant witness, to put it mildly. But the prosecutors sensed she knew something. Stewart herself had acknowledged that she might have said something about her M-clone trade to Pasternak during the trip. Finally, they had issued a grand jury subpoena requiring her to testify. To avoid having her take the Fifth Amendment and refuse to answer their questions, they gave her full immunity on only one condition, that she tell the truth. Even so, Schachter had low expectations. Sharkey, for example, the other companion on the trip, had insisted he knew nothing. He later told...